The IPO of Moore County has brought about a new wave of stock market frenzy. Is it time to calm down? Hello everyone, welcome to the Storytelling with Awards YouTube channel. Moore County's IPO has ushered in a new wave of myth-making. Moore County claims to be the first stock in China's GPU computing power card industry. In China, all first stocks, the first company to go public in an industry, are very, very profitable. Many investors will rush in, thinking, a market leader has arrived, let's buy quickly. Then the price becomes extremely irrational. Muxi Semiconductor, which also went public on the same day, doesn't make graphics cards, it only makes computing power cards. Therefore, it cannot be considered the first domestic GPU stock. Moreover, there's another company called Hanwu, which went public in 2020 and is the first Chinese computing power card stock. So Muxi Semiconductor's market value isn't as exaggerated, while Moore County has gone completely crazy. What's another reason for this frenzy? It's touted as the Chinese Nvidia. Why is it called the Chinese Nvidia? We'll discuss that later. Currently, some of Moore County's competitors are still in the process of applying for IPOs. We have repeatedly emphasized that as long as a company applies for or successfully completes an IPO, it means that the company has lost. The possibility of high-speed growth is over, and it's entering a relatively stable phase. Right now, all these companies doing credit card processing or applying for IPOs. What does this indicate? It means the entire industry has basically reached its peak. There's no more high-speed growth. All that's left is waiting for retail investors to contribute. They want to harvest a wave of retail investors and then see if they can survive afterward. There's a company called Buren Technology. Buren means a thousand sharp blades, describing something as steep and towering as a cliff face. Chinese companies, especially now that they emphasize domestic products, still like to choose names with a touch of traditional Chinese culture. There's another company currently undergoing IPO review and guidance called Suiyuan Technology. Sui refers to the mythical figure Sui Ren, who is one of the three sovereigns. He brought fire to humanity, so the company is called Suiyuan Technology. These are all names with strong traditional Chinese mythological connotations. But Moore County is a more westernized name. Many people are rushing to participate in IPOs. It's been a long time since people bothered with IPOs in the A-share market. Participating in an IPO means that when a new stock is listed, you put your money in and lock up your funds to participate in a lottery. If you win, you can buy the new shares at the offering price. Previously, many stocks, when companies went public, the offering price was usually quite low, and the stock price would rise many times after listing. Therefore, many people made money by subscribing to the IPO. However, later, due to the proposed implementation of a registration-based system, many stocks fell below their offering price. The stock price started to decline after listing, so people lost interest in subscribing to IPOs. But Moore County reminded everyone of the joy of subscribing to IPOs again. Investing 1,000 yuan yielded 280,000 yuan. Why is it calculated this way? Because when it went public, the price was over 100 yuan per share, and at the close, it had risen by over 400 yuan. With 500 shares for 1,000 yuan, you essentially bought 500 shares at a price of over 100 yuan, and then you could sell them at a price that had increased by over 400 yuan. But the probability of winning the lottery is very low. Such easy money is not for everyone. It's roughly 1 in 2700 chances to win 1000 yuan. There are also people talking about early stage funds. The earliest fund that invested in that company made over 6000 times its initial investment. The company started in 2020, and in 2020, a fund called Pixian Qianyao invested 1.9 million RMB. The valuation at that time was 10 million RMB. It held a 19% stake in the 10 million RMB investment. If you calculate it this way, its current market capitalization is 300 billion RMB. At this level, it's equivalent to making over 620 times the initial investment. Of course, this is only calculated based on the IPO price. If you calculate it based on the closing price of the day and include the 460% increase, then this 1.9 million RMB investment, from 2020 to now, let's say 6 years, has increased by over 30,000 times. This is also an investment miracle. Where is the company located? It's located in Suzhou, Jiangsu Province. This fund should be a fund under the Jiangsu Provincial State-Owned Assets Supervision and Administration Commission. So this is a legitimate project invested in by state-owned assets. So, didn't the state-owned assets make a profit? Don't worry, everyone. The shares cannot be sold yet. They need to be locked up for 1 year. The founders need to lock up their shares for 3 years. The core founding team needs to lock up their shares for 1 year. And other shareholders and investors also need to lock up their shares for 1 year. You can't sell them within this year. So, how much money will be left when they can finally sell them is another story. Yu Minhung also came out to show off, saying that his Hongtai fund also participated in the early investment, but it shouldn't be. In the first round of funding, the stake wasn't very large, so his name wasn't on the list of major shareholders of More Threads. Why is More Threads called the Nvidia of China? This is also one of the reasons why everyone is rushing to buy its shares. Nvidia is currently the world's most valuable company, having once reached the $5 trillion mark. It's considered the shovel maker in the entire AI field. Everyone else is mining, but it's making the shovels. And it occupies an irreplaceable position. Since you're the Nvidia of China, can you also follow Nvidia's story logic? Its founder is Zhang Jianzhang, who was previously the global vice president of Nvidia. From around 2005 to 2020, he was the head of Nvidia China. Before that, he was a senior executive at Dell China and HP China. He left to create More Threads, and the entire core team also comes from Nvidia. Chinese computing power card companies are basically all like this, with a clear lineage. What does clear lineage mean? It means you have a background. There are basically no companies that started from scratch. You can't say, I'm starting from scratch now. I've never seen what a computing power card looks like before, and I'm going to start designing it. You can't fool people like that. Money, only people from Nvidia are more likely to deceive others. We mentioned earlier that Muxi Semiconductor, which went public on the same day, has a team from AMD. Beeren Technologies' team is from Nvidia, and there's also Yuan Technology, which also has a team from AMD. Regarding Morestown, can people from Nvidia be compatible with it? This is what everyone is most concerned about. They created a protocol called MA, MUSA, which translates to Morestown Unified System Architecture. Its compatibility with existing systems is quite good. If you have existing code, you can convert it slightly to work with MA, and it will basically run. That's the situation. Moreover, they also created a cross system. We won't talk about the technology, we'll mainly talk about gossip. This cross system is similar to NVLink, a system for connecting computing cards. Currently, we need to gather a large number of computing cards together and operate them uniformly to get better computing power. Where does the word Kue come from? It comes from ancient Chinese mythology. Which ancient legend is related to Kue? It's Yuyi Mountain. Many people say, look at Mount Gongyi, our ancestors supposedly had the power to move this mountain directly, but that's actually not true. The person who actually moved the mountain wasn't Yu, but Yu and his whole family were moving the mountain together, and their efforts moved heaven. Heaven then sent two sons of Kuafu down to move the mountain away. So, what ordinary people need to do is simply be very moving, and ultimately, solving the problem still depends on heaven. Now, Kuafu is actually an ancient god of strength. His name, literally translated, means giant ant, a very powerful ant. Besides making computing cards, they also make graphics cards, meaning they actually make GPUs. Their cards can be used for gaming, CAD design, simulation, rendering, and video encoding. Other companies that only make computing cards don't participate in these things, but this company in Moore County, their GPUs can do this. Their graphics cards are compatible with DirectX. Windows has a system called DirectX. As long as you are compatible with it, the rest of the games only need to be written on the DirectX platform. Games don't really care about. Less than control 100 greater than the reason you're not using AMD is because the answer is either Intel or More Threads. It doesn't matter anymore. When More Threads graphics cards were first made, their compatibility was definitely better than their computing power, which was probably close to the level of a 3060, incomparable to anything in the 40 series. However, after a period of iteration and adjustment, it can now run stably, and can even be used to play Black Myth, Wukong, which is quite good, because Black Myth, Wukong has relatively high demands on computing power. Chinese graphics card companies usually buy IP. Why do they need to use IP? IP is a fundamental patent for graphics card design. It actually has a whole set of standards surrounding this patent or design. Others will write drivers and interfaces according to this standard, and various operating systems and software will follow this interface. You can't start from scratch. If you start from scratch, you have to do all the compatibility work yourself. So usually, we start by buying IP. Beeren Technology also makes graphics cards, but it hasn't gone public yet, so Morethreads is the first Chinese company in GPUs and computing cards to go public. Both of them bought Imagination's IP. Later, they both claimed to have independently developed their products. Imagination is a British company, just like Arm, which is also a British company. Imagination originally made GPUs for Apple iPhones. Now, Imagination is in the hands of state-owned assets. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of a Chinese state-owned enterprise. After Imagination lost Apple's order in 2017, Apple said, "I'm going to develop my own chips. I don't need you anymore." Imagination's life became difficult. It was acquired by Canyon Bridge Capital Partners for £550 million. And who is the fund behind Canyon Bridge Capital Partners? It's called China New Technology, a name that includes China in it. In China, any company or fund name that includes China is a state-owned enterprise directly supervised by the State Council. So Imagination is now a company 100% controlled by a state-owned enterprise directly under the State Council. There are rumors that by 2025, Canyon Bridge is looking to sell Imagination. Currently, there's no official announcement, so it probably hasn't been sold yet. Why do you say that after all the hard work we went through to acquire this thing, we didn't cherish it properly, and now we have to sell it? Now, we have to save face, both for ourselves and for others. How can we possibly say that our product uses British IP? We can't afford to lose face. Regardless of whose technology we use, it must be independently developed and have independent intellectual property rights. Therefore, the British IP is no longer valuable to us. We should sell it quickly. As for whether other countries or companies are willing to buy it, that's another matter. Speaking of which, can Morethreads sustain its current market capitalization? Let's not even talk about the new market capitalization after the first day's closing price rose by over 400%. Let's just talk about whether the market capitalization of nearly 300 billion RMB at the time of listing can be sustained. The stock market is risky, and investment needs to be cautious. I still need to remind everyone that Morethreads is currently experiencing huge losses, so there is no P/E ratio. What is P/E ratio? It's the ratio between your profit and your market capitalization. If your profit is negative, there is no P/E ratio. There is only P/S ratio, which is the ratio between your sales revenue and your market capitalization. Its revenue in 2025 is estimated to be around 10 to 20.1 billion. After all, it's 2025. The year isn't over yet, so it's impossible to calculate its complete 2025 revenue. Its market capitalization is around 300 billion. Which, based on calculations, is roughly 200 to 300 times its revenue. If it only brings in 1 billion, that's 300 times, and if it's 2 billion, that's 150 times. It's roughly within this range. So, would you say this PS ratio is high in the entire industry? Nvidia is the industry leader, the absolute leader, and its PS ratio is 30 times. Then there's Broadcom, which is the second largest. Note that AMD is not the second largest. Why? Because Google's TPU is made by Broadcom, and Microsoft and Amazon's chips are also made by Broadcom, so it's the second largest. Broadcom's PS ratio is 15 times, and AMD is considered the third largest, with a PS ratio of 10 times. Is this nearly 300 times PS ratio for Morestown High? Is the bubble big? You might ask if domestic companies all have high PS ratios? Muxi Semiconductor, which went public on the same day, has a PS ratio of 50 to 100 times, and it's still losing money. There's also another company called Hanwoo 5, which went public in 2020, and its PS ratio is 102 times. Its P/E ratio is 320 times, which is also very exaggerated. A number, but what does the P indicate? It means they're profitable. They're making money, while your Moore County is still suffering huge losses. So, how it will be sustained in the future is still very difficult to say. Theoretically, the leading company in an industry should be able to support higher PS or P multiples. The reason is simple. As the leader, it usually captures a larger market share and has the power to set industry standards and prices. Therefore, they enjoy a higher P and PS ratio. For example, Nvidia enjoys a 30x PS ratio, which is already a generous valuation. This is the position a leader should have. But 300x is indeed a bit unreasonable. Furthermore, This company in China claims to be the leading stock in GPUs and computing cards, but its market share is actually very low. It basically doesn't rank anywhere significant in terms of market share. Therefore, its influence on setting standards and guiding market prices is practically zero. Why do I say this? It has two main businesses. The first is making graphics cards. In the consumer graphics card market, people can buy Nvidia cards or even Intel graphics cards, which are better than theirs. There's no need to buy theirs. This is like, it's just not worth it. You buy a card from Moore County, and you'll spend all your time just trying to get the drivers to work. You might play a game for 3 minutes and then it crashes. So there's really no need to bother with it, no matter how cheap it is. It's only at the level of a 3060. We can now buy 4070, 4080, 5070, 5080, and even 5090D. Even the 5090 that Brother Yan reviewed is available. Why bother with it? So, the consumer market can basically be ignored. Another aspect is the government-funded IT industry, but the government's demand for discrete graphics cards is very, very small. For large-scale procurement of office equipment, the CPUs all have integrated graphics. Even the domestically produced CPUs have integrated graphics cards. There's simply no need to equip them with discrete graphics cards. Only a very few specific needs exist, such as command centers that need large screens. For example, a screen with a very high resolution, but the refresh rate of such command centers is generally not very high, and we need many screens controlled from one computer. They might need discrete graphics cards. But even for such needs, the total number is very small. Very few. For example, in a traffic control center, everyone might have their own computer, but in the end, I might only need one computer equipped with a graphics card from Moore County, and that would be enough to power the large screen in the central traffic control center. So the usage is very small. This area won't contribute much revenue to them. So you're saying we should focus on selling computing cards? From October or November onwards this year, the government has also had discussions with all these major manufacturers, telling them that they are not allowed to buy them anymore because they are considered sanctioned cards. Even if they have already been purchased, they are not allowed to be installed. They must buy domestically produced ones. As long as it's a new installation, they must use domestically produced cards. Wouldn't that solve the problem for us? Let me give you a number. In 2025, among all the computing cards installed in China, American computing cards, about 80 to 90% of which are from Nvidia, account for 60%. The majority are theirs, and the remaining 40% are domestically produced cards. Among these, Huawei accounts for 12%, making it the undisputed leader. Hanwoo Technology accounts for 8%, Heguang Information accounts for 5%, Yuan Technology accounts for 5%, and Horizon accounts for 4%. Horizon is the number one in China's automotive chips. Alibaba Cloud has its own chip called Pingtuj, which accounts for 3%, and Baidu Cloud uses. Baidu Kunlun accounts for a share. Moore County accounts for a very, very small share of the market, and there's another one called Lightweight Intelligent Computing that accounts for 2%, and other miscellaneous companies account for 1%. Domestic companies account for 40%, while Nvidia and individual AMT and Intel companies account for 60%. This is the situation in 2025. So you're saying that if our GPU computing power company goes public, will it be able to gain more market share in 2026? Why? How can Moore County defeat Huawei? Therefore, its market share may not increase in 2026, even if Nvidia is out of the picture. People will still choose Huawei because of its overall R&D and compatibility. For example, as soon as DeepMind releases something, Huawei immediately says it supports it. In this situation, trying to compete with Huawei is too difficult. Huawei is sanctioned overseas, so people don't buy its products, but domestically, it's too difficult to compete with Huawei. So you're asking if Moore County can go overseas? We can't beat Huawei domestically, so can we go abroad? Sorry, Moore County is also on the US entity list, just like Huawei, Haigon Information, and Hanwoo Technology that we just talked about. Morestown, Moxie Semiconductor, most of these companies are on the US entity list, and they cannot operate overseas. Some of their early chips were manufactured by TSMC using 7 nanometers technology. Now, TSMC no longer manufactures chips for them. Any future chips they produce will be 14 nanometers, and to make 7 nanometers chips, they would have to endure the extremely low yield rates caused by multiple exposures. Therefore, their future competitive landscape is not optimistic, especially for a company like Morestown. Its future competitive prospects are extremely bleak. It's likely that its IPO will be its peak. Once it goes public, everyone can celebrate, but there's nothing after that. In summary, Morristown's IPO has brought about a huge irrational market frenzy. Because of the company's entire GPU product line, the subsequent market outlook is not optimistic. For those of you who have invested, you need to secure your profits quickly. For those who haven't invested yet, just watch from the sidelines. There's no need to join the frenzy. Okay, that's our story for today. Thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe, and join our Discord discussion group. We also welcome interested and capable friends to join our paid channel.